Pollution Fighters. Judy's collecting some facts for a class project on pollution. She's interviewing Dr. Ray, a scientist, about trees.
Why are you so interested in trees, Dr. Ray?
They're the biggest and oldest living things on the earth, Judy.
Yes, but what good are trees? They make streets more beautiful and less noisy, but what else can they do?
Well, the wood in your pencil, the rubber on the end of your pencil, the paper in your notebook, and the fruit in your bowl all come from trees. And I suppose you also enjoy breathing pure, cool air.
Of course.
Then you must thank trees for that too. They take harmful gases from the air and release oxygen back into the air. How many people are there in your class, Judy?
46.
Well, 1.5 hectares of trees could produce enough oxygen to keep your whole class alive and healthy for a whole year.
That's wonderful.
Trees cool the air as well as clean it. They are natural air conditioners. 3 trees can do the job of 15 air conditioners running almost all day.
You certainly know a lot about trees, Dr. Ray.
Thank you, Judy, but I don't really. Scientists are only now beginning to understand them. For example, when insects attack a tree, it can warn its neighbours. The trees can then protect themselves by producing a chemical that makes their leaves taste nasty. And some trees can join their roots together underground and pass food and water to each other. Trees are communicating with one another, but we don't know how.
Are trees in danger?
In great danger. We cut down and burn millions every year, but we replace hardly any of them. We are destroying our best fighters against pollution.